boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You ever have one of those dreams and you're like, wow, that was such a good dream and it came with so many great ideas inside it?
It's been a while since I've gotten any good ideas.
Have you ever had a dream where you like come up with an invention in your own head too?
I don't know if I have.
Oh, okay, well, I must be a little genius over here.
I'm drinking the wrong cocktail before bed. I have no ideas.
I didn't have a cocktail last night. Well, maybe, I don't know. Okay, hear me out, because you're going to think this is crazy, but I had this dream last night, and in my dream, this was such a great idea. So I feel like if I've dreamt thinking it was such a great idea, this has to be a really great idea. So the idea.
You're really selling it, so my expectations are high.
Okay. You know how like Pizza Hut and Taco Bell used to, like, I don't know if they still are together. At least I haven't seen them like together recently, but like they would have the restaurants together. So you could go through the drive-thru and you can get Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, one of the two.
Yes.
Or, you know, if you go to Target, you can get Target stuff, but you could also stop by Starbucks.
Okay.
It's like
two for one.
Something like that. Okay. My idea was that a gym in a grocery store tag team together.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Well, in my dream, it was a really great idea because I usually like to go to the gym and then I go to the grocery store after. I go to the grocery store before I go to the gym. So I was like, this is killing two birds with one stone. Plus then when I'm at the grocery store, I'd be like, okay, let's put the candy down because you got to go to the gym right after.
No,
and in my dream, you could see the people working out as you're grocery shopping, which then made me buy healthier things. You don't like this.
I don't think I like it personally because I guess if I went grocery shopping before I went to the gym, I would maybe make better decisions because it's like, I don't want to eat like chili before I run. That's going to make me feel like crap. But if I went after, I have the mindset of, I deserve a plate of Scotcheroos.
Oh.
Because I went to the gym. Because
I burned 400 calories.
Yeah, why not? I'm like, I did the work, so now I can have a couple donuts or pretzels or something.
Maybe I'm like a baby genius. I don't know. I came up with this really cool idea in my sleep last night. I was dreaming about what if you could like go to a grocery store, but inside the grocery store was a gym. Because I don't know about you. I like to go to the gym and then the grocery store, or sometimes I like to go to the grocery store, then the gym. And I feel like if I went to the gym and I knew I was going to the grocery store right next door or right inside it, it would make me pick healthier options. I just think this, if we collaborated together, this would be so genius.
Well,
you don't like it.
It's not my favorite, but you have me thinking about these like mashup type stores.
Yeah.
That I think we could see more of. Why not? I think convenience is amazing. We love that. And as two girls who have spent plenty of time in car repair shops, I've got two ideas pleasant experience. First idea is there to be a yoga class happening.
Oh.
I'm stressed anytime I've had to go to the car shop. I'm hyped up. I'm anxious. I don't really know what I'm talking about. So maybe a little meditation, a little yoga in the other room would bring me down a little bit. Or.
But what about the drills? Was that going to. We got to figure a way to block that out.
Well, yeah.
Soundproof,
like
maybe?
Soundproof walls.
Okay. It was the only thought I had.
Some spa music. I feel like you could make your way around that. And then my other idea is honestly just put a bar in the place.
Amen. Let's do that.
I will be a lot more willing to drop a couple $100 on new tires after.
If you get me a White Claw.
A couple White Claws. I think it's genius.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think we have stumbled into one of the weirdest love triangles I've ever heard of.
Uh-oh.
Because it's all within one family. One very famous family, and that is Miley Cyrus's family.
Okay, what's happening now?
It's getting really, really weird. I feel like we've had a lot of clues in the last couple of months that things are a little turbulent. You're either on Billy Ray's side or you're on the mom's side, who is Tish Cyrus. Now, the issue that we're kind of coming to find out all of a sudden is that mom, Tish Cyrus, has a newer husband named Dominic Purcell. And Tish has a daughter named Noah Cyrus. Obviously, with Billy Ray, that's Miley Cyrus's sister. Come to find out that Noah Cyrus was seeing Tish's husband, Dominic, in a friends with benefits way.
Oh, my God, no.
In the last couple of years.
No. No.
They also have a 30-year age difference. And once that situationship ended between Noah Cyrus and Dominic Purcell, apparently Tish, the mother, decided to start something up, even though she allegedly knew he had been seeing Noah.
Is Noah cool with this?
No. And that is why Noah was not at the wedding between the two of them, and nobody seemed to know why. And now they're never seen together. She's on Team Billy Ray Cyrus.
I wonder why.
Apparently, they never had that conversation. Now, this is all from, you know, trusted sources or whatever. They never had that conversation before Tish and Dominic got married. And that is why they do not speak anymore. I cannot even imagine this happening.
It's one thing if, like, one of your sisters
so weird.
Or brothers dated your ex. That's weird. But your parents... That's a no for me. That's a no.
Well, because, I don't know, you speak from your perspective. I feel like anytime one of my siblings has a new boyfriend or a girlfriend, I see them as a sibling.
100%.
That's like my, even if they're not married.
You have cooties sibling.
Yeah, you're cool to hang out with. Don't come near me.
Don't kiss me.
Now, from that, I think it makes it even worse. You would think Tish would be like, oh, he's like a...
son.
A son figure.
I hope she saw him as a son, and now you see him...
otherwise. As a husband. As a full-on husband.
Weird.
I don't like
it. It's not even April Fool's.
I wish it was April Fool's.
It's the perfect time for a cat story. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The cutest thing ever is when you're curled up in bed and either your cat or dog's at the end of the bed and they're like kicking because they're like having a dream about something. And you're like, what are you dreaming about? Running in the fields, little guy? Do it. Run. Run, Forrest, run.
I always see my cats, like their little paws, they like stretch out their little like toe pads
when
out.
When they're sleeping?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are they thinking about? Or sometimes the tip of their tail will flicker a little bit.
Aww.
Like, what are you dreaming about? I wish I knew.
Murdering me one day, because I do think cats are going to
murder. They would never. They would have done it by now already.
I don't know. Well, I do actually know what cats and dogs are dreaming about.
How?
Okay. Well, they don't actually have serious like studies about it, because it'd be literally impossible. They don't have the machines for it, but scientists have come up with their best suggestions of what they think cats and dogs are dreaming about.
I'll take that.
Which I'm down for. Would you like to hear about cats or dogs first?
Let's hear about dogs first.
Great, because I was already going to do dogs anyways.
Good.
Okay, so cats and dogs both don't experience human-like dreams. So we dream about like driving to work one day, or we dream about our work day and stuff like that. They don't dream about things that we dream about. So kind of think about what we normally dream about, and cats and dogs don't dream like we do. So keep that in mind. So for example, we don't really dream about scents, and that's kind of what they expect dogs to dream, is dream in smells.
Oh.
Because you know dogs love to smell. So they're dreaming about smells and what they smelled that day. Have you ever had a dream and you can smell? Because I sure as heck haven't.
I wish I had. That'd be cool.
Sweet. I know. If I could dream and I could smell the chocolate cake I was eating, would be awesome. But you don't have that. That's what they think dogs are dreaming about, which is cool.
Like bacon and stuff.
Yeah. Or like if you took your dog for a walk, what they smelled that day.
The fire hydrant.
Yeah, they're totally thinking about that. Okay, so that's what they kind of expect for dogs to think about. Also, they could be dreaming about their food.
Okay.
Playtime. And yes, they do dream about their owners.
Really?
They do.
That's adorable. What we smell like?
Just anything.
Oh, just in general.
But okay. Also probably what you smell like. They're probably like, my human stunk today.
Maybe. Okay, that's interesting.
So that's what dogs dream about. Now let's go on to the kitty cats. They think that cats dream about stalking, pouncing on prey, which I think makes total sense to why you just said your cat's tail was making that movement. I think your cat saw something in its dream and was ready to pounce. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Oh, 100%. Because anytime they have like a toy that they're like stalking out, their little tail does that like twitching thing. So I bet that is what they're hunting.
And maybe when the paw was opening up, like you said, maybe they're getting ready to catch something.
Yeah.
Like a mouse or something.
Yeah.
That's what they think cats are dreaming about. Stalking, pouncing on prey. Other dreams that they also think the cats could be having, lying in the sun. Of course. Cats freaking love to do that.
They do love that. They often fall asleep doing that.
Stretching, because they love to stretch. Playing with toys.
Yep. That makes sense.
And just like our dogs, do cats dream about their humans? What do you think?
I feel like you're going to say no.
Oh, that would hurt your feelings.
Yeah. So the answer is no?
No, the answer is yes.
Oh, good.
But, there's a but, big fat but. But they expect that cats dream less about their humans than dogs do. They think dogs dream more about their humans than cats do.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
What, do you think they dreamt about you every single night?
I'm the one that gives them the toys, so yes.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
I may be a drama queen saying that I have a bit of an issue. That's
let me get you some tissues for your issues.
Thank you. No, it's really not that big of a deal, but I don't know what to name my car. I feel like that's something that's fun to do and a lot of people enjoy doing. I don't know what to name my new vehicle. I've never had this issue of having zero inspiration. So we're asking you, what's the name of your car and where did that name come from? I have never had this problem. My old car, may she rest in peace. She finally kicked the bucket. I pulled that name from the model of the car. She was a Chrysler Sebring, so I named her Sabrina.
That's cute.
Was it super creative?
No.
But it just felt right.
Okay.
And then my first car, I think, was a Nissan Sentra. But that one, I just went off totally vibes. She was black. She had black interior. And I thought she was dark and moody. So I named her Veronica.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but it stuck with her. And that stuck with her as my brother took her. And then my older sister had her. And then she died too, unfortunately.
Rest in peace, Veronica.
But those are the only two that I've ever named. So my current vehicle is, again, it's a black car. She has black wheels, black interior, but I don't know where to go with
that. I cannot let you just like pass this by. Like, you have to name your car. It drives me nuts when people don't name their cars.
I agree. It's a fun thing. And my boyfriend keeps calling, I keep saying her, she feels like a girl to me. My boyfriend keeps calling her the Batmobile. That's not it.
I don't
like it.
No,
I don't like it. He called it the Dark Knight yesterday. I was like, how dare you?
If it was his car, sure.
Yeah.
It's yours.
No, she needs something different, and I just don't know what to do. So I'd love to hear, what's the name of your car, and where did that name come from? It feels like a rite of passage. Every time that you get a new vehicle, you got to come up with a name for that vehicle. And I'm stumped, so it's really helping me hearing other people's ideas and how they came up with their own car's names. Colleen, what's yours?
One of my old cars, it was a 2006 red Chevy Impala. My son named it, and he named it Lucy because of the red-headed girl in Minions 2.
A character?
That's cool.
Okay, I didn't really...
Did you think about that? Was that even an option for you?
Well, I'm trying to think what I would even pull it from. Like, one of my favorite shows is The Office.
Ooh.
She's not Michael Scott, I'll tell you that.
Who's the guy with the glasses? It's kind of nerdy.
Dwight.
Could you name it Dwight?
She doesn't feel like Dwight.
Dang it.
I'm really glad I'm not the cringiest person in the room right now. Because I know some people think that naming your car is totally dorky.
I think it's dorky if you don't name your car.
I do too.
I get the ick if you don't.
You have to.
Uh-huh.
And I
need... You're paying for it for how long? And you're stuck with it for how long? She needs, or he has to have a name.
It's like a child. It's like a child, and I need all the ideas I can get because I am in a weird spot where I can't figure out what I should name my vehicle. So we're asking you, what is the name of your car, and why does it have that name? Flo, what about you?
Okay, my Jeep's name is Regina Phalange. That was Phoebe's alias, was Regina Phalange.
Phoebe from Friends.
Oh.
Okay, that's a really good one. Jemay, what's your car's name and why?
So my car's name is Monica. I named her Monica when I got my car in 2018. I grew up loving the movie Love and Basketball, so I named her after the main character.
Another character.
Okay, I'm seeing a trend here. People are naming after things that they like.
That makes sense.
TV shows or movies, which is exactly what I do.
Okay, you said your car's name for the first time in front of me, I think, ever. I had no idea. It's from Full House, right?
Yeah, my current car is named after Uncle Jesse.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, 9562 gave you a suggestion. They texted in. They say, name her Pearl, like Black Pearl from Pirates of the Caribbean, because Johnny Depp. And then they sent some hard eyes and stuff. Here's the problem. I think you can't take that one.
It's your middle name.
Thanks for saying that out loud. Nobody needed to know that. Number two. I really wish you wouldn't have done that. Black Pearl was the name of my first car.
Was it really?
First car. Well, it wasn't. I didn't own that car. It was like my dad's car. And then it was like hand-me-down to my oldest sister. She got it when she had got her driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of stuck around. Like I used it more. When I got my driver's license, she was still in the house and stuff.
Yeah.
But I used the car more and I used it a lot. So then my stepmom came in the picture. And she named it, actually, Black Pearl. And the reason for that, again, is my name. But number two, Pirates of the Caribbean was super hot back then. So she named it Black Pearl. Plus, she loves those movies. That's why she named it that. When I got my first car and I paid for it with my own money was when I went to college, 2014. I named it after one of my favorite characters off of my favorite TV show, which is Castle.
Okay.
I didn't want to name it Castle because that's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. So I named it Esposito.
Oh,
Esposito
my.
Was one of the characters.
That's got some zest.
I know. And the car had some zest to it. So I liked that car. Car died real quick.
Oh,
but,
shoot.
only lasted me like a year and a half, 2 years maybe if I was lucky. Esposito was the second car. Then the car that I currently have is Uncle Jesse because that's from my second favorite TV show, Full House.
Oh, this is so hard.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Castle, and then Full House. And I already know what I'm going to name my next car.
Post Malone.
It's Posty or Post Malone. One of the two. You're going to see me driving around Cedar Rapids, and I'm going to get those like personalized license plates, and it's going to say Posty.
Is Post his middle name? Maybe you should stick with that.
Austin Post.
Austin Post. And then you already
have like Post.
Post?
I like Posty.
Do I need to consider my middle name as a car name?
You could.
Because I'm having a hard time with the characters. Yours was Black Pearl. My middle name is Margaret. What about Large Marge? She's not that big, but like she has the energy.
Can you please get a personalized license plate?
Large Marge. I feel like now everybody should have a Hello, My Name Is sticker on their vehicle.
You know what? Yes. Can we make that a thing? Because I would love to drive down Wilson Avenue, Blair's Ferry, and I'm behind your Honda, and I know that you named it
Devin.
Rhonda.
Oh,
Rhonda the Rhonda.
Rhonda the Honda. That's good. Very good. I love it.
Can we make that a thing? Please.
It's so fun because, A, I think it's cute to have a name for your vehicle. B, I think the stories are always really interesting because it's like something personal to you.
Yes.
It's a story. It's a favorite character. And that's why we want to hear what is the name of your car and why. But Chelsea, what's your car's name?
My current car is Nancy the Nissan.
I like that.
but they've gotten less creative as I've gotten older. My first car was Shavonda the Honda.
That's good. That's really good.
You're good.
You're on a roll.
And then rest her soul, Tammy the Tucson was before Nancy.
I don't know if you ever had a teacher or like a coach that said, we are not leaving today until this gets resolved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had one of those. Well, I'm saying the same dang thing. Okay, we are not leaving today until we get this resolved. Taylor, you have to come up with a name for your car, because I think it's weird when people don't name their car. I'm like, you're stuck with it for how many years? Like you said earlier, you're totally spot on. It's a baby. It's a child.
It is. It is. You feed and water it. And you wash it.
You might pick as it well up name when it gets hurt.
Yes. You'd have to find a name for it. And I'm struggling. So it's been very helpful as we've been asking you, what's the name of your car and why? I did find a little bit of a pattern. Crystal, what's your car's name?
Her name is Betty because she's old.
Okay. Old Betty. Amy, what's the name of your car?
I have a white Mustang, and I called her Betty in honor of Betty White.
Okay. Betty White. I've heard, we've seen on the text line too, Black Betty. My vehicle's black, so mm-hmm. I could use that, but it's pretty popular so far. Cammy, what's the name of your vehicle?
I had a Ford Explorer that I named Dora for Dora the Explorer.
Stop it right now! I love that so much!
And then I had an Impala that I named Nelly, because in one of his songs he says, gonna make you holla in the back of my Impala. So yeah, I named it Nelly.
Genius! That's awesome!
I need to find a song that I can sing about my car.
I know, it has its own theme song.
Chevy Impala.
I have a Chevy Impala. Why did I name it Uncle Jesse? I did so wrong to it. So wrong. Here's the thing. Here's what you need to remember. And I don't know. Maybe I'm a crazy person. Please text me and tell me if I am a crazy person. 319-200-1029. When, well, wait, let me say my part
don't
first.
Don't be shy.
Let me say my part first. You ever hit a speed bump?
Often.
Or he hits a curb, which I do every day.
Yes.
Oh, God, there's a curb there. I like to say, I'm sorry, Uncle Jesse, and I pet her. Him. I pet him. Do you pet your dash? I do it. Do you
gotta, oh.
This is why I asked. Tell me if I'm crazy. 319-200-1029. Because I pet him. I'm like, oh, sorry, Uncle Jesse, didn't mean to hit that curb. You got to think about that, though. When you name your car, that you're going to say sorry to it.
Right.
When you hit a curb or you hit another car.
I don't want to think about petting John Stamos, okay? I feel like we're in the kindergarten classroom going around and sharing.
Is this Share and Tell? That's not what I called.
It's
Share
like the
and Tell?
Show and Tell?
Show and Tell, that's what it is.
Exactly that. It's like the first day of school when you're like, hi, my name's Taylor, and my favorite color is blue. But instead, we're grown adults, and we're doing this with our cars.
And we got nothing better to do.
No, you pay a lot of money. You might as well pick a name for it that you like.
And brag about it.
Exactly. So we've been asking you, what's the name of your car, and where did that name come from? Christy, what's your car's name?
My car's name is Boo.
Where did that come from?
Because it's a Chevy Malibu.
I love that. I love when people pull from, like, the model.
Mm-hmm.
Of the vehicle. I just don't think I can do that with mine right now.
Yeah, that might be a little bit harder.
It doesn't flow right.
You said you got a Honda?
Yeah.
All I can think is Ronda.
Ronda the Honda. That does kind of flow off the tongue nicely. But, Molly, what's your car's name?
My car's name is Leota.
Ooh, why is that?
Because that's my grandma's name. Because when I got the car, it is a beautiful shiny car ready for new adventures, and that's what my grandma always says to do, is go have fun adventures.
Aww. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I love that.
I really like that.
That's cute.
It's
naming
very
it after
sweet.
Somebody who means a lot to you.
Aw, what if you did that? I'm trying to think of
me, Destiny. You name it Destiny. What do you think? What do you think?
I will.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
Crap. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Swear to God, if you name it Lady J or Jaden. We're not talking anymore.
Okay. I know I would be in the doghouse if that was the situation. Shirley, what is the name of your car?
Her name is Ruth because she's a bad bitch, and so is Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Ruth Bullmore from Ozark.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
That's not how you started.
Ew, it's not that nice out there.
No.
Kind of gloomy.
What's going on?
Well, it definitely... Okay, hear me out here. I'm going to call this tipped over weather. Okay?
What does that mean?
Because it's windy. I saw this meme of, I don't know what weather station it was, talking about the trash can wind meter. And there's different
mine are
levels.
We have multiple at my place because I live in like a duplex. Uh-huh. And so I have another neighbor too. All of our trash, we have two trash cans, two recycling, and two yardies flopped over.
Okay. I feel like, okay, if it was a little less windy, it would just be the lid flipped open weather. Today is tipped over. Like, it's windy enough that it's going to knock it over. If it was a little worse, it'd be in the neighbor's yard weather. then it's down the street. And then I've completely lost my trash can. Mm-hmm. So we're on tipped over. I'm really hoping it doesn't accelerate anymore because nobody needs that in their life.
And honestly, if I don't know where my trash can went weather, I'm just going to steal somebody else's.
Oh, yeah. At that point, it was not meant to be yours, and you must let her go.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like once you get past 21, you start thinking, okay, I gotta start taking care of myself to make it past this.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I make my life the longest it can possibly be?
I would really like to live to be 100 years old.
Which, that's pretty old, not gonna lie. That's a big feat. Last year's average life expectancy for an American was 76.4 years.
Crap.
So
I gotta eat my vegetables more.
Right. But over 70,000 Americans reached their 100th birthday last year. So,
ooh!
It's possible.
Just imagine having 100 on your birthday cake. I just think it'd be so cool.
Yeah. I mean, but how do we get there? I don't know. Because it's really not that common, at least around here. However, there are what are called blue zones across the globe. And these are regions of the world where people live long lives. Like,
cool.
Individuals are 10 times more likely to live to be 100 years old. So it's very, very common. And there's places in Italy, there's places in Japan, Costa Rica, Greece, that are considered to be these blue zones where people live 100 years plus.
Cool.
So you may be like, okay, are they eating their Wheaties? Are they eating an apple every day? Somebody, scientists, have figured out there's what they call the Power 9, which is 9 things that those 5 big cities have in common.
Ooh.
So if you want to be closer to living to be 100 years old, here are some things that you could follow. So there's 9 things. I'm going to fly through some of them, and then there's a couple that I think are going to surprise you that we can dive into. So
I'm waiting for Dr. Pepper to be on this list, because I remember one lady who lived to be over 100, and she said she drank a Dr. Pepper every day.
I will tell you that is not part of the Blue Zone's Power 9.
I've been drinking a Dr. Pepper for nothing.
yeah, you have. Okay, so the first thing is take time to downshift, aka take time for yourself. Don't be on the go all the time. Give your diet a plant slant, so eating a lot more veggies and greens.
Ugh.
Find your crew, which is surround yourself with people that make you a better person, basically.
Okay.
Put your loved ones first. Find a place you belong, so whether that be, I don't know, like a club or an organization. Know your why, so have, you know, purpose in your life. Now, here's one. This is the first one that I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. They call it abiding by the 80% rule. So researchers found that people in the blue zones eat their smallest meal in the late afternoon or early evening, and then they don't eat the rest of the day.
Okay, I have heard of people switching like breakfast to dinner and having like supper for breakfast so that you burn it off.
I don't like
faster.
That.
I would have a cheeseburger for breakfast any day.
Well, yeah, so would I, but then I want another one at dinner time. That's what I look forward to. That's what gets me through the day. So the 80% rule also falls into like stopping eating when your stomach feels 80% full. Because, you know, there's some nights like, I just want to feel like my pants are going to bust open.
When you have something good on your plate,
I want to finish it.
I want to finish it, and I want to be sick after.
Sometimes I want to go for the extra breadstick, even though I know I'm going to pay for it. So, that one, a little hard. But the last two, I like these two.
Okay, spill it.
So the next one is to move naturally. So they say sedentary behavior, like sitting for 13 hours a day or walking less than 4,000 steps per day.
What?
Can help your metabolism and...
Wait, they want you to walk less than 4,000?
Yeah, and I know all you
people... Oh my
people,
God, I gotta stop because I'm at 3,801 steps.
You no longer can move. You cannot move the rest of the day. Apparently, they like to call the way you should go about exercising, they say exercise snacks. So not going for 90 minutes a day and like...
I like this.
Pushing yourself, but instead doing little snacks of exercise. Ooh, which I'm like...
Kiss.
Yeah, I love that. It's like a... Eating chocolate chips on the treadmill. That sounds sick.
I like this.
So, yeah, I guess sit around for 13 hours a day and don't walk more than 4,000 steps.
Did they say Netflix? I was hoping they put Netflix in there too, right?
It's not on there, but this last one, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. It's say yes to happy hour.
Yeah!
Right? Yeah!
As long as it's less than 200 steps away, I can do it.
Less than 200 steps away and before my bedtime, I am there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I cannot get over how amazing it was outside yesterday. It was so gorgeous. I didn't even have to wear a winter coat. Mm-hmm. I actually took a jacket with me. Had to take it off.
I turned the AC on in my car.
You did?
Yeah, because I was like, I feel it's crazy here. Saying I'm sweating a little bit.
I know.
It was above 70 degrees. It was the first like really nice feeling day where I was looking at social media and everybody and their mom and their dog and their brother were hanging out outside.
Why were you on social media though? Because you should have been outside. Because that's the thing. You're like, oh, everybody was outside. That's what I saw on social media. I didn't see that on my social media because I didn't even have time to be on social media yesterday.
Way to call me out.
What'd you do?
I didn't really go outside.
You didn't do anything?
No, I went and got lunch, so I drove with my windows down, which felt really nice, and then I went home, and I sat on my couch, and then I was really antsy because I saw...
What everybody was doing.
What everybody else was doing. They were out on bar crawls, they were out sitting on patios, they were taking walks, they were, like, doing all of these things, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was like, ooh, I, like, don't know what to do with myself. So then I was excited to go get groceries because I wanted to walk outside without a coat. And then that was it.
That's what you did.
That was my really nice Sunday.
Okay. Well, I did a lot. I tried to find every excuse to be outdoors yesterday as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbor man and I went on a hike on a trail for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Took the dog with us. We also took the dog for a couple walks throughout the day. Took the cat for a walk with a leash and everything. We were outdoors as much as we possibly could because we knew it was so nice out.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I think you need a hobby though. Cause like that was we were either gonna play tennis yesterday.
Right.
Or we were gonna go for a hike. We chose the hike instead, go on a nice little trail, you know,
mm-hmm.
which was fun. But I think you need something. You need to go on trails. You need to play tennis. I don't know. Pickleball's the newest thing.
I know. I don't really have... Okay, here's my problem number one. I live in an apartment. So I have a teeny tiny little deck that has like spider webs and stuff on it. So I don't really want to hang out there.
Thank you.
I thought about going on a walk yesterday and I just never did it because that was really the only thing I could think of. But yeah, I'm not into like tennis.
Or nature.
I don't really like bugs and stuff either. But I don't have like the gear for tennis or pickleball or...
I can see you being really into tennis.
I think I'd be horrible at it.
It's just the outfits alone is the best part.
I would love to wear the outfits to stand there and watch other people play. I can already visualize my eyeballs getting whacked with tennis balls.
Can you be like, you know, like they have like the golf... I think you do this with your boyfriend. You're like the golf...
Oh, the ride-along?
You're the golf girl. Mm. You're the ride-along. Do they have something like that for tennis? I mean, you could just do that and be in a cute outfit and maybe that's your thing. Now you got to get your boyfriend to play tennis.
I was going to say, I got to find somebody to play tennis because I'm not going to go stand and watch strangers play tennis.
Watch me play tennis. I'm a hot mess, though.
I could do that, I suppose.
Yeah. You got to pay for the car. You got to get the registration done. You got to get it. You got to get insurance for it. Yeah. Boring stuff. Then, when all that is figured out, immediately the next thing you need to do, figure out the name of your car.
Exactly. However, I can't think of anything.
You just got a new car, and for the life of you, you cannot think of a name. And I'm like, we have to think of something. I don't want you to be 3-4 years down the road, and you still don't have a name for a car.
No, 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 no. I've always had a name for my
good
car. I had Veronica, who was a Nissan Sentra. My last car was a Sebring named Sabrina. Now I don't know what to do. We heard from tons of people today the names of their cars. Some people from like their favorite movie or for their favorite show, like you did with your car.
Yeah. I've got Black Pearl from Pirates of the Caribbean. That was my first car. Mm-hmm. Second car was from one of my favorite TV shows, Castle.
Yes.
Esposito was one of the characters.
I do love that one still.
I know, I know, I know. And my current car is Uncle Jesse from Full House. I already know the next car when I get it will be called Post Malone or Posty.
Right. But I'm having a hard time thinking of like my favorite TV show or movie. I have no idea.
Or maybe Justin Bieber.
She's giving me girl. She's all black. She's a little sporty. And I just can't come up with anything. It's Honda is giving me nothing. I don't know where else to go. So, Eric, what do you think I should do?
If it's all black, then how about Black Widow or Cruella?
Oh, I like Cruella. My mom has a black car and her name is Ursula. So Cruella would like stick with the family.
Cruella DeVille.
I love
Cruella
it.
DeVille.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.